Baseball players are back on the field this week for spring training, but the successful don't rely on exercise, diet, and enhanced training techniques alone for success. They count on mojo, luck, superstition, whatever you call the utter certainty that if you play well on one day, you don't change your socks for the next game. Nick Newton is one of the authors of Locker Room Mojo, a collection of stories about the superstitions of athletes, managers, owners, and fans. He joins us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Newton.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And let's talk about socks first. A lot of people in several sports that won't change their socks.
Yeah, well, Pete Maravich was probably the best known in terms of his sock mojo. He wore the same socks he wore in high school.
Basketball player, we should explain.
With the New Orleans Jazz. He was a star player, collegiate player at LSU. And he wore these socks that were so worn out and de-threaded that they were wrapped around like little Salvador Dali images around his ankles.
Now, food is a big one, right? For example, there are lots of athletes, well, I'm thinking of baseball players, that had a certain diet before a big game.
Yeah, food is definitely one of the more common superstitions. Tommy Lasorda used to say that depending on whether he had a right-hander or a left-hander pitching, he would have the white or red sauce with his linguine. Actually, Baltimore Orioles great Jim Palmer had a streak going for 17 games he was winning, and he ate pancakes and the same sausage, everything the same for 17 days, and he was actually, it became known to the press, and the press asked him about it, if he would ever change his diet, and he said, no way, not while it's working.
I was struck in the book, there's a runner that used to have, how do I say this nicely, she used to drink a spot of blood before she competed.
Yeah, her name, I hope I pronounce it correctly, is Ria Wadi. She was a long-distance runner, and she actually would race up to her coach, to her trainer, and bite his finger, you know, or prick his finger and taste his blood. Mm-hmm. And he just went along with it. I mean, a lot of people do that. You know, trainers or managers or clubhouse guys will facilitate an athlete's superstitions.
Mr. Newton, have you acquired any superstitions, any habits yourself to try and call on the mojo? I mean, for example, are you wearing clean socks to the interview today?
No, I actually do have a silver dollar in my pocket. I'm busted.
Really?
I slid a silver dollar in my pocket on my way over here. You know, I'm absolutely confident about, you know, my knowledge of this book, but I wasn't too sure what you were going to throw at me. So, you know, just to cover that little anxiety.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Newton.
Oh, no, it was my pleasure.
Nick Newton, who along with Bill Minutaglio is one of the co-authors of Locker Room Mojo, True Tales of Superstitions in Sports.